Chapter 1. Morgdon, home of the dwarfs. I was a captive here.
Come on, Brenmar,
I pleaded. I'm ready to go. It's been 3 weeks already.
But the Festival of Iron has just started. We can't leave now. You haven't even seen the best part yet,
he replied, marching down a crowded street. The opening parade had begun a week ago, and it hadn't finished yet. The dwarfs only celebrated the Festival of Iron once in a decade, and they put a lot of effort into it. I stopped to watch as a regiment of dwarfs marched by in full plate armor, with only their beards and weapons hanging out. They were in perfect cadence, every booted foot and step. Not one out of 1,000 dwarfs out of line.
How many soldiers are there anyway?
I asked, looking over Brenmar's head. I was the tallest person in the entire city, at the moment anyway.
Oh, I can't tell you that, but I might entertain a guess.
I'd been asking questions every day for weeks. It helped pass the time. A certain question in particular always came to mind. When are we leaving? Still, I had to respect my host.
100,000?
I said.
No.
50,000?
No.
Can you give me a hint? A tiny dwarfin boy was standing on the shoulders of his father, smiling at me and holding 9 fingers up.
90,
I said. The dwarfin boy, whose beard had not started yet, showed 6 fingers.
6,000?
Brenmar turned. I could see the surprise in his stony face. His eyes flitted from me to the boy and back to me when he said,
Close enough.
He eyed the boy again, stroking his beard, and said,
You should mind your own business.
I put my arm over Brenmar and walked him away, saying,
It's no wonder you all look so grumpy all the time.
You don't encourage fun when you're young.
Fun is for the foolish. The dwarf's work is never done. We don't run around looking for things to smile about all the time.
You would if you could smile like me.
I grinned. He shook his head, saying,
That smile would be much prettier accompanied by a nice long beard.
I rubbed my clean-shaven face. I was the only beardless man in the Morgdon, aside from the women and children. Of course, many of the women did have beards, and I never got used to that. Just didn't seem natural. A fuzzy-faced woman? But they could all cook a delicious feast. I'd give them that.
Brenmar, honestly, when can we leave?
I was restless. Now that I had a white spot on my dragon hand, I wanted to save the dragons more than ever. I felt like a piece of me was back, like my honor had returned. I wasn't motivated before, but now I was more motivated than ever, and I couldn't help but wonder,
what do the white scales mean?
Soon, dragon. Come now,
he said, reaching over and grabbing a tankard of ale from the booth of a dwarfin ale master. He quaffed it down in one gulp and belched like a man-sized bullfrog. He patted his belly and grabbed another round and thrust it in my face.
Drink and be merry. Be merry and drink.
I'm fine, thanks. Now, Brenmar, let's go,
I groaned.
You know I have dragons to fetch.
Wait till the song's over,
he said with a wink.
What song? There's no one singing.
That's when I saw a smile from behind his beard as he raised his booming voice to the clouds and sang. Instantly, thousands of dwarfs joined in.
Home of the dwarfs, Morgdon. Home of the dwarfs, Morgdon. We make the finest steel and ale, Morgdon. In battle, we never fail, Morgdon. Home of the dwarfs, Morgdon. Ha, ha, home of the dwarfs, Morgdon.
Singing went on and on, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't enjoy it. As much as I didn't want to sing, I couldn't help but do just that. The robust dwarfs put everything they had into the moment. They jumped, swung, tapped, drank, and sang all at the same time. I'd never seen so many happy dwarfs before. It made me happy, too. There was just no better army in all Nalsimbor than an army of dwarfs. They'd fight until their hearts were black and blue.
Home of the dwarfs, Morgan! Home of the dwarfs, Morgan! We make the thickest armor and ale, Morgan! In battle we never turn tail, Morgan! Home of the dwarfs, Morgan! Home of the dwarfs, Morgan!
When it ended, I was fulfilled. The dwarfs were ready for anything. I was ready for anything. Bryn Mawr slapped me on the back and said,
What'd you think of that?
I liked it. I decided I should make the most of it. You just couldn't let every day of your life be filled with worry. Trust in the greater good instead, my father would say. So I did. After all, Morgan was a fantastic city with the boldest architecture I ever saw. A suspension bridge crossed from one side of Morgan to another. The buildings and towers were all square-cut stone. But not just any stone. Many stones of many colors. Not bright, but not at all dull either. Where you didn't see stone, you saw metal, burnished, hammered, polished, or riveted. It adorned their bodies, faces, buildings, and all the places.
Oh, look at this dragon! Oh, you're in for a treat!
Bryn Mawr pointed. The parade was still going strong. The regiment of dwarfs had marched on, but I could still hear their heavy boots, pounding the ground like a steady heartbeat. I followed Brenwar's arm that pointed upward. A group of dwarfen men were sitting in the sky.
How are they doing that?
They each sat in a tiny seat at the top of a pole that was 10 stories tall. 4 of them in all. Beneath them, big dwarfs with broad chests held them up on shafts of iron, eyes straight forward as they marched along. Every eye was filled with wild wonder as the dwarfs stood high atop their perches and bowed. Are they crazy? What are they going to do?
Just watch, dragon!
A wild dragon couldn't tear my eyes away. As one dwarf saluted, teetered backward, and fell.